Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to She Thrives. Today we're diving into something super important, mindful eating. Now, I know what you're thinking, Laura, isn't that just another diet trend? But trust me, this is way deeper than that. It's about reconnecting with your body, appreciating the food you eat, and using meals as a tool for self-care. Because let's be real, we spend way too much time mindlessly shoveling food into our mouths while scrolling through Instagram or stressing over deadlines. Ever felt like you finished a meal and had absolutely no clue how much you ate? Or find yourself reaching for snacks even when you're not actually hungry? That's your brain saying, hey girl, we need to slow down and reconnect. Mindful eating is all about bringing awareness to those moments, savoring each bite, noticing the textures, the flavors, and how your body feels. Here are 5 key takeaways that will totally rock your world. First up, ditch the distractions. Seriously, put down that phone, turn off the TV, and give yourself permission to be fully present during meals. Think of it like this, you wouldn't just zone out while having a heartfelt conversation with a friend, right? Treat your meals with the same respect and attention. Number 2. Listen to your body's cues. Before you even think about grabbing that second slice of pizza, ask yourself, am I truly hungry or am I just bored? Pay attention to those early signs of fullness when your stomach starts feeling comfortably satisfied. It's amazing how much we can learn by simply tuning into our bodies. Thirdly, savor the experience. Food is meant to be enjoyed, not just consumed. Take your time chewing each bite, notice the different flavors and textures, and appreciate the nourishment it provides. This helps you feel more satisfied and prevent overeating. Number 4. Don't label foods as good or bad. This whole concept is a recipe for guilt and deprivation. Instead, focus on making choices that nourish your body and bring you joy. It's all about balance and moderation. Even your favorite treat can be part of a healthy lifestyle. And lastly, remember that mindful eating is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you slip up, and that's totally okay. Just keep coming back to those core principles and be kind to yourself along the way. You've got this. Think about that last meal you had. Were you fully present? Or were you distracted by your phone, work, or worries? I bet there have been times when you were so caught up in your thoughts that you barely tasted what you were eating. You know that feeling when you look down at your plate and realize half the food is gone, but you can't even remember how it tasted. That's a classic sign of mindless eating, and it happens to all of us. So let's imagine this. It's dinner time, you've got your favorite meal in front of you. Instead of grabbing your phone, put it away and give yourself permission to truly savor every bite. Notice the colors, the aromas, the textures, really engage with each sense. Imagine yourself appreciating the journey from farm to table, how many hands touched this food to bring it to your plate. Now take a deep breath, chew slowly, and let those flavors dance on your tongue. Pay attention to how your body feels as you eat. When does that feeling of fullness kick in? Are you satisfied, or are you still craving more? Mindful eating isn't about restricting yourself or making drastic changes. It's about developing a healthy relationship with food and learning to listen to your body's needs. It's a gift you can give yourself every day. Remember these key takeaways. Ditch the distractions, tune into your body's cues, savor each bite, embrace balance, and be kind to yourself throughout the journey. Ready to take action? Start small by committing to one mindful meal per day. Choose a time when you can truly focus. Maybe it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And while you're at it, share this episode with a friend who could benefit from some mindful eating inspiration. Remember, every step towards self-care is a victory. So keep thriving, beautiful souls. I'll catch you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.